What's up, all you nerds and turds? It's me, it's Steve, it's him, it's Andy, and this is Indies Nuts Podcast, the internet's number one indie game reviews, previews, and news podcast hosted by people you've never heard of, probably. The show posts each and every week on your favorite podcast service of choice, including our home Podbean. And of course, you can watch live, twitch.tv/dualscreenstreams, youtube.com/dualscreenstv. Andy, how the hell are you?
I am booking an interview as we speak.
Booking an interview as we speak.
Plus, I've had a very emotional couple of days.
What are you booking an interview for?
Oh, for a game called Gunscape?
No. For what's the purpose of the interview?
Oh, for the show we do?
The other podcast we do? The Dual Screens podcast? The internet's number one indie developer interview podcast hosted by people you've never heard
that
of?
That's right.
Every single week we post an interview with an indie developer. You could go check that one out. If this is your first time listening to anything Dual Screens, please consider doing that. It's on our same YouTube channel, and you could look for it on your favorite podcast service of choice as well. But ladies and gentlemen, right now it's me and Andy. Matt is having internet issues. He may join us in the middle of the show. We'll see what happens. But we have to talk about all sorts of indie games. But before we do, let's talk about our Patreon, because that is the best way. Ding dong, bing bong, goodbye, sir. Hello.
Matt is here.
The number one way that you could support us is through patreon.com/dualscreens. That's all you got to do is go there, and for as little as $1, you get a bunch of bonus content and all sorts of fun stuff. Welcome, Matt. How are you doing, buddy?
Oh, you know.
The interwebs is being a big old bitch.
I just want you guys both to know that I still have hard disk drives in my computer.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm working with right now.
By choice?
By lack of monetary allotment.
You could
please
sell
go
plasma.
To patreon.com to help
yes,
us.
Yes, patreon.com/dualscreens. We'll
bring Matt to the
single-handedly fund Matt's upgrades on his computer, please, for the love of God. Speaking of upgrades, we're going to PAX East and we're bringing all kinds of upgrades with us, all thanks to you on patreon.com/dualscreens. We got some new equipment, new recording equipment. Very exciting. We're shooting a movie. That's right. It's all going to happen. All right, folks, let's get into the show proper. And the first thing we like to do is touch base with dualscreens.com. Andy, what the hell's new on dualscreens.com?
We have things happening on dualscreens.com.
We do.
Listen, new year, first set of eyes, new energy. We're going to crush it in 2023. We lifted our games of the year, 2022, and our indie games of the year, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to shout out to Mikey Kirsch for pointing out my horrible grammar.
Andy, that is not grammar. That is straight up gobbledygook.
For pointing out pointing out my stroke while I'm typing.
Yeah, that was a medical emergency.
Listen, like I said, as I'm writing, I get better line ideas. I keep typing and I stop. And I keep going.
Oh my God. I remember you doing that.
I don't go back. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I'm notorious for it.
Yeah.
So your
brain goes faster than your fingers or vice versa or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It just keeps going.
Yeah. So we took a collaborative approach to our year end articles and decisions. We're a group of individuals. We're not one entity that's going to vote on because we all play different stuff. We all like different stuff. So we all picked what our games of the year were, what our favorite moments were, and you're going to start seeing all of those articles go up. Because Dual Screens is about showing love to video games. It's not about, you know, picking winners and arguing and, you know, whatever. So go check those out on dualscreens.com. Give us your clicks. I don't know if I like it, but we could see exactly how many people are looking at our shit and sharing our shit now. It's a little weird. like right there on the page.
I mean, we could like not have that there. I kind of like it too,
but we can no longer tell people to get press passes how many clicks we get.
We have our hands in many pots. Between Podbean and YouTube and then the website. It's all
it's an aggregate. It's an aggregate.
Yeah, it's all combined.
Please support us. Tell your friends. This is the best podcast you'll ever listen to. All right, let's get into the indie game adventures. We do have stuff that we want to talk about. Why don't I kick us off to get the ball rolling? I played a couple of games today. I played a game that's coming out sometime next week. I believe it's on the 19th. It's called Gatekeeper Eclipse. This is going to be a free-to-play action roguelike tower defense, sort of. It's got all the keywords, but they have one glaring, and I mean glaring, issue with the game. The game plays well. It looks good. I understand the energy of it. There is no indication of what you're supposed to do. No indication on how upgrades work. No indication of how So I started in and it says defend the gate. So I'm walking around and I see these little enemy icons. So like that's where the enemies are coming from, right? It's a tower defense. The enemies are coming in waves in different spots. You have a left click, which is your regular gun, which has a very short range. And then you have like this bomb that you could throw and it blows everything up. You could dash a little bit and, you know, all that stuff. Then there's this like spire, this like small, it's a small spire, but it has these two little circles on it. And you go up to it and it's like, press E to take the thing. So I'm like, all right, E, I take the thing. And it's like, here's a bonus. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? They're like standing. They're like in the, there's two of them in the machine. I'm like, do I pick one? So I go to them and there's no prompt to do anything. So I walk away and all of a sudden there's this like little Roomba thing following me around attacking enemies. I'm like, where did this come? Like, how do I get this? How did I unlock this? Because all I did was walk to the spire and press E. I have no idea if it was because I killed enough enemies, if it's timed, if it's, I have no clue. And like the third wave is like ridiculously difficult. And I don't.
It'd be funny if it just started flashing like high score on the screen. There's no indication of any numbers anywhere. It's just like high score.
Yeah. I mean, well, there you get when you die, there's like all the stats on the side. And it's like, okay, well, what am I doing? Like, I understand I have to kill all the enemies, but like, how do I get more power? How do I, like, what is there? Do I have to go ahead?
Is it like arcadey? Like what's the,
it is, but there's these, it's weird because there's, so the other mode that you can play is literal tower defense. There's these towers that you have to defend them until they reach 100% charge. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the tower's giving me benefits because it doesn't say anything on the screen. There's these blue lights that if you walk into them, they come out of the tower. There's these blue lights, you touch them and you get hurt. But it also hurts the enemy. So I'm like, okay, so I guess this is like what happens in the tower area. There's like a big circle around the tower so that you're like in there defending. There's these enemies that just pop up out of nowhere that like kamikaze you and blow up. There's these enemies that are towers with lasers could shoot you halfway across the board. I'm like, okay. And then there's that power up thing that I mentioned in the other mode, but it's like 200 yards away. I'm like, I'm supposed to leave the tower, go over there, get a power up, come all the way back, but you can't really run. And if you're firing your gun, you can only run if you're not doing anything. So like these enemies just are bombarding the tower while I'm trying to run and get a power up because all you have is your bomb, which has a 5-second recharge, and your gun, which has, if you're looking at your computer screen, it has like 4 inches of range. Like you can't just shoot them from far away. Like you have to get somewhat close to them. So it just left, like, I just needed information. Like, give me a fucking tutorial.
Do you know if it's going to be like an early access game or it's like a full
release free to play? It's going to have, it has three main, like, you're supposed to like put these hearts back in this thing. The story was like three sentences, so I can't even like tell you really what you're supposed to do, but there's essentially three areas that you need to clear as of right now. So there's I could open the press kit just so I could read exactly what you're getting with this when it starts. So there's three UK locations. 1,000 enemies will rush you in order to steal the Heart of Time. I guess that's what you're protecting. Various gates and shields to defend from waves of enemies. There's a new mechanic. Enemies will emerge from the portals. I don't know what that means. if you don't clear the location of all enemies, they'll follow you to the next level. So, okay, cool. I never got past the first, like, third wave of enemies, so I have no idea what they're talking about. Free skills on each level. Don't know how to get them. They don't show you. They just don't tell you.
So glad you're telling us about this game that you're like ambivalent about.
I just wish. So I mean, it's we just
you're
we have
devoting so much time of the show.
Well, this is what the show's about, isn't it? It's about indie games.
It is.
People may see it's free to play, and they're gonna want to jump in. And I'm telling the developers, you gotta make a GD tutorial so we know what the hell we're doing. Like, yeah, it's just not fun to just wander around and die because you don't know what the hell's going on.
Just like real life.
Just like real life, guys. It's just like real life. Anyway, that's, I mean, I could show it on the screen if you guys.
Hi, dropshippers.
Oh, that's so loud.
It's time to
hold up.
That is so loud.
It was just, I'm not saying that you're doing a disservice to everybody, Steve. It just, like, it went from like, yeah, I play this pretty all right game. It's fucking terrible.
It's no, it's just,
bad.
It's just
so bad. Tell you anything. I don't know what the story
here's the
is.
Thing.
You put some hearts in some things.
I don't.
It's the heart of the world.
I don't hate it.
It's only 4 inches big, man. I don't
are you sure you don't hate it?
I don't. I hate the fact that there's no tutorial. That's what I hate.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Fair
that's
criticism.
What I hate.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do this thing. Two people, three people preview pain. Okay, here we go.
Put
oh God!
Pants
it's
on.
All.
It
it's all. This
inches.
Is all messed up. I'm
to
not
do.
Gonna do this. Fuck it. It's all messed up. I'm not gonna bother with that. I never set it up because your frigging computer kept screwing up.
What
anyway,
else are you playing, Steve?
Look it up. No. Let's kick it to somebody else. Let's kick it. Matt, what have you been playing?
I have been digging into Undermine, which is a roguelike game that's been out for quite some time.
Yeah, Undermine's good. I've heard of it. Yeah,
it's a really good time. You know, I don't know why I put it off for so long. It was on Game Pass for quite a while, and now that I've dug into it on my Switch, it has kind of consumed my life a little bit. Like, if I have a 15 to 20 minutes, I'll literally just pick up my Switch and do a run. You are a unending line of gnomes who are, like, not slaves to...
Forced labor.
Yeah, you know, like, not slaves to this creepy old wizard guy, and you're going down to this mine and area by area, kind of clearing it out, fighting bosses and getting to the next areas.
I like
all
that.
Kinds of cool synergies.
I like that.
One of the cooler things about it that a lot of roguelikes and games like this don't have is that there's a jump as opposed to a dodge. And so, like, there are, like, gaps in the floor that you'll fall through, but you can jump over them, and then there are powers that you'll get which will let you to double jump and do all kinds of stuff. So you get, like, a power stomp. I've been having a really good time with it. The upgrade tree is, like, get as much gold as you can. When you die, you lose a certain percentage of your gold. The more you upgrade your guy, you can upgrade, like, swing strength. You can upgrade your backpack so you can hold more gold when you die, your health. And then you can actually throw your pickaxe. And there's all kinds of synergies that go into the game, like a lot of other roguelikes. But the throwing action is the most fun I've had in a video game in a long time, because there are so many different items that modify it. And for whatever reason, the RNG keeps handing me items that modify it. And so, like, it'll be like, all right, when you throw it and it hits something, like, it'll bounce between four other enemies. But then also I have one that will, like, create a ghost pickaxe every time I hit an enemy. So I just have, like, one axe bouncing between a bunch of enemies. Then the ghost axe is bouncing between enemies. And then it's like, oh, you also have lightning power. So, like, you do that and then they all get shocked. And it just turns into this, like, really cool screen filling, like,
yeah,
holy shit, what am I even looking at right now? I just annihilated a whole room in, like, two throws.
It sounds like they could probably take the wizard. You know what I mean?
I think probably eventually you'll take the wizard. I've gotten down to, like, the third level of the mine.
Spooky.
The bosses are awesome. The bosses are, like, so fun to fight. The first one is, like, this worm thing. The second one is this giant, like, electrified golem.
Is there a tutorial to tell you what you're supposed to do in the game?
There are several tutorials.
Oh, wow.
That explain
that's great.
Every system that pops up in the game.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's a bunch of different NPCs that are all very interesting.
Congratulations for finding a game with a tutorial in the beginning to tell you what to do.
The old wizard guy
I was not as lucky
telling you that you're not a slave. But you like pick people up along the way that fulfill different stations in like the hub world, or like the hub above the mine.
Hubba Bubba?
If you need to be told you're not a slave, you're most certainly a slave.
Yeah, no, it's really funny. I laugh every time. Yeah, you're totally like not a slave. And the guy that just died, he wasn't a slave either. He just happened to get in some trouble down there. So
right.
Why don't you go down?
I mean, you guys could leave right now. All you have to do is cross that crocodile infested moat. It's up to you.
The funnier part is like the main splash screen is just like a constant conga line of different miners like walking into the mine, and like just it's just never ending. And so you just know, like, I'm gonna go do my work today and I'll go find Bob. He's been missing for a week. Hey, Mr. Wizard Man, what you say?
What are you mining for?
Gold.
Just gold? Like this wizard just wants gold?
Gold.
Wizard just wants some gold.
Wow.
But
what a piece of shit he is.
I know. Well, I mean, there's other things that haven't been revealed to me yet. Like, there's definitely some kind of mystery that's going on with this mine. And I'm not doing a particularly good job mining the gold for this guy, because every time I come back up, I'm buying new upgrades for my guy, and I'm not even giving him any gold.
Is that so a mechanic? Sure, like, you can give it to him?
Not at all.
Oh. So
it's the worst slave ever.
It sounds like the worst boss ever. Like, what are you doing? It's like, all right, I am forcing you, go down there, get as much gold as possible, spend it on yourself. And don't you dare try and leave.
Don't you give me any, you treat yourself.
But also you can't go home. This is your home. You live in this cave now.
It's a really good time. The pixel art is beautiful. The soundtrack is really great. I've been bumping along with it for a while, and check it out if you can find it on streaming services. It's definitely worth a listen. But yeah, if you want to infinitely mine gold with a lineage of dwarven people who don't seem to mind not being slaves, play Undermine. It also was on sale for like $7.99 when I picked it up. I'm not sure if it is.
Undermine.
You know what I learned just now? I have heard the word synergies come out of Matt's face more than any other human being I've encountered.
Roguelikes. It's the game mechanic roguelikes that he loves
in my life.
I do. Know? I love.
We need like a synergy shot. Like, just drink when Matt says synergies.
I know, it's the worst. I just love different items working together. My favorite thing is when a game has like mutations where if you get like a specific amount of synergies, mm-hmm, it like transforms you into something
into
else. Like
something
Isaac,
cool,
Isaac started that for me, and then Ravita kind of picked up that that whole thing.
Because in your little Ravita blurb, you say the word synergies.
Of course I do. First. You can't talk about roguelikes without talking about synergies.
Synergistic mm-hmm power ups. Mm-hmm.
Remember last week you couldn't say that word.
Synergenetic.
I can say it.
You couldn't say
it's
that
like
word.
It's like Matt had like word of the day, and I was like, that's all I need. I'm done. No more. No more for me.
Just the one.
This
I just
is
need the one day.
This is the word. I'm stopping here.
Andy. Yes. Tell me about your meat.
Oh, guys. So I found the game the other day. It's also the deal of the week, too. So you can go into that if you want.
Meat Madness.
Indie. So steal of the week.
I came across a game called the Meat Madness, which is not at all a Bukkake simulator whatsoever. But it is, in fact, a game about a planet made of meat. And your job is to go down a hole.
Oh, my God. It's actually ground beef.
In this meat planet and get meat. Now, it sounds like an okay time.
Sounds like Undermine, except meat.
But
are you a not slave?
The creepy part about this
game. Oh, this is gross.
It's got the lo-fi PS1 shit that I love so much, the crunchy graphics, is as you're going down each platform lower into the core of the meat planet, you'll find things like people trapped in meat.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be like this, like arms and heads sticking out of the meat.
Thank you. I hate
and
it.
They'll be like, oh my God, thank God you're here. I've been stuck for like 5 years. You're here to save me. But then you're like, you leave them and just go further down the meat shaft. And they're like, what the fuck you going, bro? I'm stuck in the meat. And you're just going down this endless puddle of meat.
Is it like Steven. Towerfall? Steven. No, not Towerfall.
Can you pull up the Steam page for this?
And I'm looking at it.
You need to look at it.
No, and just look at the, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The fifth picture in is literally just like a mesh 3D warped stock picture of ground beef for sure. 100%.
Dude, they, that is they literally really what it used, is.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what they used. That was like the texture pack. It's like just yeah. the trade fair, took a snapshot. Cool. This is the whole texture of the entire game.
Sounds like hentai, says Mark.
It's not even like a great game. I couldn't put it down for like all of the 2 hours it took me to beat it. But
this came out in November. It had. Yeah. Can I read the description of this game?
Yes, please go right ahead.
A short 3D narrative driven horror platformer, journey deep into the meat tunnel and talk with survivors to uncover the grim truth.
You guys, and it's free to play. Come on.
Steven, certainly a steal.
This belongs on your Steam Deck. You need it. You need it for those nighttime plays.
I need to journey to the meat.
I
tunnel,
have never been more confident in me not needing to play something than Meat Madness.
I am
although
get
I
this
appreciate
guy on the show.
It. I great. I would love to talk to him about Meat Madness. I don't think I'm going to play Meat Madness.
The developer's name is Duke Gobbler.
Oh,
what
no.
else would his
that
name
is
be?
Not real. Anyway, so my next game here is a demo that I played of a game coming out in April. It is also on my indie game watch because it was promising. It has some work that it needs to do, but it's called Estencil. I'm going to put this in the chat right meow. Estencil is a more action-y take on the Souls type kind of genre, but it's not, it's definitely a double A, if not single A, kind of foray into that. This is a game that I could see getting iterated on and getting better, but the fact that they have that it's going to release in April, it's probably not going to hit that core audience very hard because it's lacking. Again, this is another one that, like, you know how Elden Ring and Bloodborne, they don't really tell you what items do, but at least you know where you like how to use them to kind of find out. But this game's control scheme is very poor. That was really my main issue with it. It ran well. I really like the art style. Like it's simple. It's almost like a PS1 style game, but like with higher res textures. That's kind of like what it feels like.
High quality.
Yeah, like that's what it felt like. The targeting system works except for when you're trying to use the right stick to kind of move around and circle them. Like you don't, when you lock onto them, you don't square up with them as the character, but the camera squares up with them. So you'll be like turning your body away from the enemy, even though they're locked on. And if you turn your body too much, you'll snap and lock onto to something else that you know, your character comes closer to. So like, that's like, I would just work on shit like that. But, I think it was a cool experience, the demo. I'd like to finish the demo. I died a couple of times but I don't know. It was pretty cool. But it's on the indie game watch. If that's the kind of genre you like and you want to always, you know, you want to explore and see what other games are out there that are inspired by the Soulsborne sort of. This looks like a game that was put together by a fan of the genre.
Definitely.
Who has, you know, low resources and you know, but those are the kinds of people that we like to talk to and like to support. So, Estencil is the name of it. Estencel. A couple of other games to take a look at on our indie game watch. I'm going to put this one in the chat as well. This one I thought was really freaking cool. And I showed this to Andy and told him, please get these people on the show. It's called Gripper.
Oh, yeah.
I was looking at this before we started the show. It looks
yes.
fucking cool.
Yeah, this is a motorcycle action game.
Yeah.
Where you literally, you know what? I'm going to, let me see if I can,
you know, pull up the trailer.
I'm going to put it on this screen.
Oh, my God. It's
just
so
we
loud.
Can, we. I know it's very loud. window capture, add source. Let's see. You guys can vamp while I do this. That would be
oh my god, dope. Oh, so while you're doing that, I'm gonna throw two more games on my game list this week.
Do it.
again, I'm still playing Chained Echoes. Fucking love that game. It's a shame that no one's talking about it.
So is it just like a straight up throwback, or does it have like unique mechanics to it?
I think I mentioned the whole overdrive thing last week about, like, you know, that whole like balancing act between if you use too many abilities at once, right, defending, you like overheat and then you take more damage and then your defenses suck. But Matt, if you like old school RPGs, you're gonna love this game.
Okay, so I have I have Gripper on here now. So oh shit, that is loud. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Okay. So if you want to take a look at it, it is very high-paced, crazy action game where you are riding a motorcycle going around killing bad guys. It looks really dope. And the press release for the game, so this is coming out Q1 this year, no official release date yet, but the press release actually said, if you want to interview the creator, hit us up. So I'm like, Andy,
get him on.
Let's get Heartcore just on here.
Start bothering people.
Heartcore is the developer and the publisher. So
look how good that looks, too.
It looks dope, man. It looks like a really cool game.
I want to play the hell out of it.
It reminds me of like, it reminds me of something that Returnal people. The Returnal people. Why am I blanking?
Housemarque.
It looks like something like Housemarque would put out back in the PS3 days.
Some of the screens remind me of that game. I mean, I know it's not that type of a game, but Fury. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Fury's dope. Yeah. Game? Yep. Absolutely. Former guest of Dual Screens podcast.
Yep. Yeah.
You didn't know that. Don't say yep like you knew. You
I did know that. You didn't I know. Interviewed them the first year that I was with you guys.
You don't know shit about fuck, my man.
I know shit about fuck. I know fuck about shit. I know damn about dangle.
But yeah, game looks dope, and we're going to get him on the show. So keep that on your radar. If you like super cool action game with many good explosions.
I am legit going to say, hey, your press release set to bother you. Come on the show. That's my sales pitch.
Nailed it.
Hey. Here, well, we can look at Meat Madness, too. There's your meat hole. There you go. There you go, folks. There's your meat hole. If you want to look at meat holes. It's
Before we go. You have to go to the image.
Here's the textures. There's the ground beef textures. The wall of ground beef on this ground beef planet.
It's just beef. Photo of ground beef warped around a shape.
You'll love to see it. Andy, you were saying something before I went back to I went back to Gripper.
Yes, I started playing something on the train ride to work this morning.
Oh god. Okay. Go ahead.
Marvel Snap.
Okay. All right.
Took the dive.
It's been on the phone for weeks, and I just finished Midnight Suns not too long ago.
Okay, so you got the Marvel itch.
I had the Marvel card itch burrowed deep in my brain.
Okay, I can't wait.
And I was like, oh, I forgot the headphones today. So I can't have music, I have a podcast. Okay, what's on the phone? I was like, well, it's right here.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled it up, and I'm like, okay, what's all the hubbub? What's all the fuss? What's all the hoopla?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay,
my nipples are hard with anticipation. Like, right now.
I'm
so excited.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
Oh, I was like, okay, Nick Fury, Thanos, cool. All right. Oh, that's neat. Like, you have to capture two of the spots. Oh, then the spots do things. Okay. Oh, then like things activate. Oh, then there's energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, my card is 3D now. I can do that with my phone and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you
and
can.
And then I went in the tunnel, and I wanted to cry because I couldn't play anymore.
Yep.
So it's on. It's happening. It's now going to be a.
Oh, Andy died.
Regular part of my day.
There he is.
Are you fucking happy, both of you? Are you fucking
Andy,
happy, both of you?
I will be happy when you do something so cool that you can't help but tell us in the Discord.
Okay.
Which, by the way, you can join folks by going to patreon.com/dualscreens and joining for just $1. You get into our super secret Discord. You can hang out with us and talk about things. All right, I have another game here to talk about on the Indie Game Watch. This game is called One Military Camp, and it is made... All right, I'm gonna play it here so you guys.
Oh wow, look at this!
But it is it's like a sim game, very very not unlike Two Point Campus and stuff, where you're building an army base, but it's very silly. It takes war and makes it goofy and kind of pokes fun at it all. And the, you know, jarheads and like all that stuff. I don't know. I looked at it and I'm like, oh, I could definitely see myself having a lot of fun doing this, but it's a sim game. It's you're building a military base and training people and building buildings and building your camp and then sending them out on missions during the war and stuff like that. It just, it seems really cool. And it actually looks really well made too. It's from Abbey Light, Barcelona.
It's also a former guest of the show.
Yes. Did we have our Abbey Light Barcelona?
We had Abbey Light.
I know we had Abbey Light Studios, which is the publisher.
The same people.
Yeah. So yeah,
they're all based in Spain. Yeah.
Yeah. Really cool looking game. And I am definitely going to get this game. It is planned. It's planned releases next month. There is a private beta, which you could ask for access to. But looks dope and it's something you should keep on your radar. So, yeah. Again, it's called One Military Camp. Mm-hmm. Not Two Military Camp.
Not Two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does look pretty interesting. It seems like it has a lot of the... So I like those like very deep survival-y base building, like Rimworld and Settlement Survival and Banished. And it looks like it's taking that formula and applying it like comically to the military base, which is pretty rad.
Yeah. Definitely check this out. It doesn't take itself seriously, which I think like if you're this game could go one of two ways. Like you could either get stuck making something that is all about, oh, I need my troops to send them on the missions. But this feels more like mobile-ish and not in the bad way. More like, you know, I hope it takes
the MASH approach to war.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't have the tropings of like a mobile game where, cut this time in half with the gold piece, you know.
I was going to say that the UI and some of the different pieces do make it look like it could have some like mobile equivalency, but without playing it, it's hard to know.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the indie news report. There are three items on our indie news report. Andy, why don't you take us into that last one, the one that you put in there, because there's no hyperlink, so I'm not going to open it, but why don't you take that one?
Super easy, super simple, straightforward. Chasing Static, former guest of the show.
Mm-hmm. All three, I believe, on our indie news report.
They
all
are.
All three are former guests of the show.
That's kind of nuts.
Did you do that on purpose, Steve?
I did not.
I don't think you did.
I did not.
We just have that far of a reach.
If you look at everything, if you look at the Indie Game Watch, two of those were right. Two of the Indie Game Watch were former guests, or was it just the one? I think it was two, right?
Matthew.
Andy.
We have spoken to a lot of fucking developers.
I'm aware, I know.
It's true.
At one point, we'll know them all.
Yep. So Chasing Static, why don't you remind everybody what that is?
It's an amazing, again, lo-fi, PS1 crunchy, first-person horror game. Your dad dies, you go to see him, at the funeral, and then spooky shit goes down, and it's a very short, like 4-hour horror game. Out on PC and consoles like a while ago, but now it's on Switch. Great game for the Switch. I would say pick it up because it's a gem of a horror game.
Dope. Sticking into the horror genre, System Shock, former guest of the show as well. Do we have a release coming very soon?
Oh God, please.
Is it possible? This one is comes directly from the developer, Night Dive Studios. They posted an update in their Kickstarter campaign. I'll just read it real quick. It's from for the new year. This came on January 2nd. After our return from Gamescom, we've been hesitant to share anything, not to spoil any remaining surprises we have in store. However, we've picked a few last things to share before our quickly approaching launch window of March 2023. Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
As some of you already pointed out, this is not our first time announcing a tentative launch window, but over the past few years, much has changed. The scope and scale of the project has evolved dramatically, and with Prime Matter joining the project, it's enabled us to focus on quality of life improvements, bug fixing, and localization support, the last major step towards releasing a game we're all incredibly proud of. This has also given us time to go back and polish various aspects of the game that needed the extra shine, including variants, effects, and features. So then they just give like an update on some of the features going on, show some pictures and all that stuff. So it looks like March, you know, we may be getting this thing very soon. Q1 is the target here.
Important to note, a little bit further down, as you know, dismemberment has been a high priority for us, and every single enemy is receiving a completely custom dismemberment model.
I am
way into that.
Legit shooting off the wings of a pterodactyl with a handgun, and I love it. Oh my god, it's so good.
Did either of you play the original System Shock?
I played very little of it, but yeah, I did play it.
I did not. So
it's an undertaking to remake this game, and you know, you're going back. This is like the great great grandfather, like BioShock. Like this was like the one that did it, and this gave us like one of the most terrifying video game AIs ever. Mm. So seeing it now, like reborn, remade, I am so thrilled. They were back on the show like 4 years ago, I want to say.
It was a long time. Yeah, it was Nintendo
episode screens, number 119. That's what a guest page does. It gives you the numbers.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Dualscreens.com. So, click on guest hosts. You can see all of our previous interviews.
Hopefully we'll get him back on the show before March, because I want to get him back and see like what's going on, what's changed, and thank you for making the game look so sexy.
Yeah. We had a conversation maybe a month and a half ago about Video Game Donkey's indie publishing company, Big Mode, and they have announced their title. Their title has been announced. It is a 2D platformer. This is coming from Destructoid. I'll just go down here and read it a little bit. YouTube personality Video Game Donkey has made a name for himself on the internet with the game reviews. Where is the actual shit about the game? Okay, here it is. It's a little over four months since Donkey's initial. Wow, has it been that long? 4 months we had that conversation? Yeah. Holy crap. Now he's officially unveiled his first publishing partnership. Big Mode will publish a game called Animal Well.
Sounds familiar.
Former guest of the show. A Metroidvania inspired 2D puzzle platformer. Donkey disclosed his deal with the game's developer, Billy Basso, former guest of the show. Dual Screens podcast. You can find that now on youtube.com/dualscreens TV, or you can listen to it on your favorite podcast service of choice. Billy Basso, great guest. A lot of fun. In his newest YouTube video, Donkey's Best of 2022, he says that the game is, quote, one of the few at E3 2022 that caught his eye. Yeah, it caught our eye, too. That's why we had him on the show. So suck it. If we had money, we would have published it first. Right? Suck on that, Donkey.
Wow.
Suck on it, Donkey.
It's an impressive level.
Also, maybe we should get him on the show.
We have the end now.
Video Game Donkey.
So
well,
Billy
now we
is
do.
Billy's going to be at PAX.
Billy.
I want you to email him with a clip of the
this
last 45
yeah.
seconds.
Yeah.
Like, can you come
somebody
on the
clip
show?
That,
show
please.
Him this. Can you ask Donkey to come on our show. Here, here's why.
Yeah. You're our friend first.
You were my friend first. I mean, we believed in your game before anyone else, including yourself.
Mailbag, nothing.
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 I saw some activity in there.
There was
no?
some stuff in there.
I mean, there's a comment, and we were speaking about the game earlier, right? So Mikey Kirsch says, not a question, but I wanted to shout out Chained Echoes, released late last month, solo dev making a JRPG, which we spoke about on our last week's show. Heavily inspired by Final Fantasy VI, gorgeous pixel art with a fun take on turn-based combat system. Not a big JRPG fan, but this game has me absolutely hooked. Farmer Pete had some words about Sports Story, saying it was good but at sometimes frustratingly broken.
That's upsetting.
I'm really mad, Steve.
You asked the question. Oh, yes, from Missed Enough. Steve, why are you are so crazy?
That's exactly how I wanted you to hear that.
Yeah, so again, you could write to us. You could talk to us. There's no answer to that question. I mean, it's pretty evident right now. We have a question in the comments right here on twitch.tv/dualscreens streams from Sunny Rads, out one of our editors on dualscreens.com. What indie game are you most excited for to release this year?
Currently, Hades 2, but it's only because I don't really have a crazy... We don't have like a crazy outlook for what 2023 is going to be yet.
Silk Song.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's happening this year. Sea of Stars.
Oh, is Lies of P an indie game?
Yeah.
I think my answer might be the Soulstone Rogue game.
Oh, really?
Because that's supposed to come out this year. Like, I think they said it's going to be a this year thing. And I love Soulstone Survivor so much. I would really like to see what an action RPG roguelike would look like from that.
Because the screenshots from it give definitely the same, like, Diablo-y vibe.
Exactly.
For sure. And yeah, I agree. Definitely on my list. Sons of the Forest is another gigantic one for me. I can't tell you how much fun I've had with the forest in the past, like, month and a half. It is the most engrossed in a survival game I've ever been, and like, it is just so fun, and I cannot wait for Sons of the Forest.
I'm gonna open up my wish list while we're vamping a little bit. 100%, it's not even no question. My answer to this is WrestleQuest. Fucking question about it. WrestleQuest. I forgot. I've been trying to just ignore it as much as I can because my nipples are like, not just hard. My nipples are weapons. Like, they are martial art weapons for this game.
What's up with your nipples getting so much?
It is exciting. It is an exciting time to be an indie game fan.
It really
is. Time to be one of your two nipples as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just to talk about a couple other things, we have Below the Stone coming out this year.
Yeah, I'm really excited to dig into that.
We have, let me see.
Can I just say what else is coming out this year?
Oh, fuck. Power Chord. Oh my God.
That game does look like
Power Chord's coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Wait,
hold on. Yeah. Rewind though. Does,
my mind is blown right now.
Does WrestleQuest have a release window yet?
No.
Damn.
They are going to announce something very soon. I believe that's what they said when they were last interviewed. But yeah. WrestleQuest, I cannot wait.
Wonder Twins activate.
Not 9 Years of Shadows is coming out.
Oh yeah.
And Rena and Jericho is also coming out this year.
Oh yeah. Exophobia is coming out.
A lot of good shit, you guys.
There's too much stuff, guys.
Iron Meat's coming out this year. Come on, there's so much good shit.
Did you put Exophobia on your wish list? I know you did.
Did I?
No, you did, buddy.
That's the Doom-like game, Exophobia. You better be on your list. That's coming out February.
Oh, I fucking forgot about that game.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, Trickshot is listed as coming soon. Could we count that as a 2023? There's too many games.
I mean, soon would be
there. There's too many games.
Speaking of too many games,
Ova Magica is supposed to come out this year, too.
There's a lot.
I don't want...
It's a lot. Why are we doing this? We could do a whole show on just this.
Tune in next week for just this.
There's two more games that are coming out at some point, not this year, but in other years in the future on Kickstarter.com. Steve?
Oh, yes. Great segue.
Hey.
Wow. Kickstarter. Kickstarters of the week. Because I found a couple that were interesting that I think I might actually back. So the first one is My Tiny Game Studio, which is exactly what it sounds like. Please keep scrolling because there is English on their Kickstarter page. You just have to scroll to the second section.
We are soon.
Scroll.
It is very Germany.
Into the team aus Deutschland.
Yeah. Deutschland. So it is a, let me put the window capture on so you can see it. Okay, cool. Move that up a little bit. Let's move this thing a little bit.
Love how aggressive German is just from the get-go.
Yeah, totally. Because of the aggression, you know. There we go. All right. So yeah, you make video games. Remember Game Dev Story, the mobile game? Do you remember that? Did you play Game Dev Story? Game Dev Story was dope, and this reminds me a lot of it. Features: create your own games, earn money from them to expand and improve your development studio, evolve and experience the changing times in the game. Today you're still working on text adventures, tomorrow 3D graphics. So you start with like text adventures, you get to choose what you're going to develop on, whether it's consoles, Game Station, Game Square, Game Girl, computer, smeared phone. What is that, an E?
Oh, it's an A. Says
okay,
smart.
It says smart. It just looks weird. There's like a gap there. It looked weird.
Smartphone.
Yeah, it looks weird. So yeah, this thing has 9 days to go. It's at $3,000 of its $10,000 goal. So you could check that one out if you'd like to. Close that. The other one that I saw that was
pausing. Stop. I'm just curious if we have similar recommended games, because can you guys scroll down to the bottom of the game creator Kickstarter page?
Sure. We also recommend.
Right. So what's the first game on that list that you guys have?
Art Slime.
What's the third game on that list that you have?
Room of Depression.
We also recommend, for me.
But wait. Hold on. I have to read this.
Sands of Doom. Which is not, it's a tabletop.
I don't have that. Room of Depression.
Room of Depression, a game to experience depression, is the title.
Oh, that's terrible. It's probably trying to help.
Yeah, people. And I click on it and I scroll down and there's like a hand that's like sinking in quicksand and it's the most tragic thing.
Okay.
Compared to the actual funding they got so far, but still, this looks sad. Why?
So,
and the name just gets you.
So I saw this other one, but I clearly didn't scroll down far enough.
You homo!
So there's a game called Spellbinders. Let's put this up. I saw this because, you know me, I like a good pixel art RPG, you know? And you scroll down a little bit. They have a very detailed breakdown of what they are going to use the money for.
Oh boy.
Down to the dollar.
Me, Steven.
It's a group of humans something. Try to harness the power of a particular element to manipulate their will, fire, ice. Okay. So there's Lanny. There's your characters, bio, water, spell. I was like, oh, cool. Like elemental bent, you know, whatever. Great. Screenshots and all that stuff, and then there's
that's
this
cool character design,
great character design. World looks really, really fun. And
you
then there's this. What the hell's going on here?
you can enjoy exciting, sexy, not safe for work yaoi scenes.
Enjoy exciting, sexy, not safe for work yaoi scenes.
You can totally.
I like that. The top. Is all like fantasy stuff. And
yeah, what happened here?
That's just two half naked dudes in like a modern.
You can totally like, you know, grind on not Titus's, you know, schlong.
It's retail price is $10.
Grind out your levels.
It's coming out in December.
Dicks.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. Anyway, game looks cool. Didn't realize it was gonna have a little sexy time stuff in it.
Oh boy.
But $230 or the $3,402 goal, very specific number, 27 days to go. And that is going to do it for our Kickstarters of the week. It was a light showing for Kickstarter. I browsed a long time in case you couldn't tell.
I feel like video game Kickstarter is like really on the decline.
You know what's not on the decline in Kickstarter? Tabletop shit and card games and board games. That shit is just
very
inundating.
Two very different directions.
And that guy's pee-pee is
and that
bulgous.
Yeah, no, bulgous. Board game Kickstarter is like taken off. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's going to do it for this episode of Indies Nuts Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, support us on patreon.com/dualscreens. It's the best way to stay in touch with us throughout the week. Stay tuned for the latest episode of Dual Screens Podcast, which will be edited tomorrow and posted up on our youtube.com/dualscreens TV and on your podcast service. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Andy, thank you for being here. Matt, I'm glad we could get your computer up and running. Always fun having you on the show. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, viewers. And as always, please be excellent to each other.
See you guys.